This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I just finished up four interviews with Michael Snyder, who's running for Congress. He was in the studio with me in Austin, Texas, in our studios, in the Natural News studios. And we had some great interviews, four different interviews. They're each about 20 minutes long. I'll be publishing them all on Natural News in the coming weeks, but I just wanted to give you sort of my impression of Michael Snyder and why I'm supporting his run for Congress. Now, he's running for Congress in the, I think it's the first district of Idaho. It's the northern district of Idaho. And he's got a very special situation there that I'll describe in a minute of why he has such a good shot at winning. But the point is, he's a pro-liberty guy. He totally supports health freedom. He totally supports legalized medical cannabis. He supports raw milk. He supports home gardening, food self-reliance, food sustainability. He's pro-Second Amendment. He's pro-Constitution. He's a true patriotic American. He's also a faith-based person. He believes in God. He follows the teachings of Christ. He is he's humble. He's very spiritual. He believes that he is being called by a higher power to go to Washington, D.C. and try to solve some of the problems there. And that's a very unique situation. There aren't many people who are like that. Oh, and he knows about the toxins and vaccines. And he knows about GMOs, too, by the way. I forgot to mention that. This guy is so well-informed. He's like the perfect, how would you even say it? He's like this combination that normally you don't find in a strict party situation. Like a Republican normally is pro-vaccine and pro-GMOs and pro-pesticides, right? And a Democrat is usually, you know, pro-abortion and anti-liberty and anti-gun and all this stuff. But Michael Snyder has this kind of perfect combination that you almost never see. It's kind of like Rand Paul in many ways. Rand Paul is very similar, very libertarian. And Michael Snyder's got this too. So he's totally well-informed. The interviews I did with him are, you're going to love listening to them, watching them actually, because they're video. Because we're able to have such intelligent conversations. It's not just this stupid soundbite CNN, MSNBC style that is out there these days, or the anti-journalism committed by the legacy media these days. And those journalists in the legacy media, they're not even intelligent enough to ask anything. I mean, I was able to talk with Michael Snyder. We talked about the Federal Reserve. We talked about the creation of money, the central banks, decentralization of economic power. We talked about the coming economic collapse and whether or not it's been delayed. We talked about, you know, the book of Revelation. We talked about, the Bible and God and what that has to do with the founding of the nation and Christianity. We also talked about health freedom and medical marijuana and food and health and natural cures and all this stuff. It's just a pleasure to be able to talk to somebody who is informed on so many issues, and he is. And by the way, his website, you may recognize his name because he's been writing a site called the Economic Collapse Blog.com for quite some time, several years. I know that's a really long domain name. It's like a sentence, but it works. The Economic Collapse Blog.com, we've cited it many times. Michael Snyder has done outstanding analysis of the North Korea situation. He's done analysis of the Trump-Russia collusion, false narrative situation. He's analyzed politics. He's analyzed economics. He's analyzed the tax code. Oh, also, he wants to eliminate the IRS, get rid of the federal tax, income tax for individuals, and on top of that, abolish the Federal Reserve. I mean, what's not to like about this guy? He's so well informed. And he's kind of a soft-spoken guy. He totally gets it. So here's what you can do. And I don't think I've ever done this for any other candidate. Not that I can remember, but I really want to call for your help to get Michael Snyder elected. Because if he wins the seat, he could be in Washington for 20 years. You know, because Idaho, once you are an incumbent in Idaho, it's very difficult to be unseated from your seat. Idaho's just that kind of place. It's his district is very conservative, and a lot of people just tend to vote straight Republican ticket. So if he gets in as a Republican, he's going to stay there for a long time. And he's a pro-liberty guy. And, you know, he's not establishment. He's not a Washington, D.C. insider. He's not an elitist. He doesn't hobnob with the world elite. You know, nothing like that. He doesn't have a private jet or a chain of hotels or anything. Just a very humble guy. So go to his website, michaelsniderforcongress.com. And Snyder is spelled S-N-Y-D-E-R, michaelsniderforcongress.com. And you know the reason I don't endorse candidates usually is because you never know if they're for real. But with this guy, it's very clear he's for real because he's been writing articles on these topics for years. We've been linking to his website for years. So this is not an unknown guy. This is not some newbie out of the woodwork who's suddenly claiming to be a libertarian, you know, claiming to be whatever just to get elected. This guy has been living this philosophy and writing about it and researching it and promoting, advocating liberty for a very long time. He is on the up and up. And you know, I got to meet him in person and hang out with him in the studio and do the interviews and so on. So I got to get a good feeling about him and his campaign manager. I don't know if I'm allowed to release his campaign manager's name, but that guy is also super cool. He totally gets it. He's very well informed. He ran for office himself in Idaho previously, so he knows the ropes a little bit about the local political situation. His campaign manager is great. Like, would be a great guy to hang out with and talk about what's actually happening in our world, too. Like, both of those guys are awesome. Anyway, bottom line is support Michael Snyder. If we get him to Washington, here's what's going to happen. He's going to start introducing bills to get rid of the vaccine industry immunity. You know, the legal immunity where you can't sue a vaccine company if their product turns your child autistic. Michael Snyder will help try to overturn that to restore due process to parents and families whose children are being damaged by vaccines. So that's huge. Secondly, he's all about serious healthcare reform. He doesn't like socialized medicine. He doesn't like the big pharma monopolies. He doesn't like taxpayer money being used to fund the drug research of the drug cartels, you know, the pharmaceutical industry. So he's totally opposed to that as well. I already mentioned he wants to abolish the IRS and the Federal Reserve. This guy has a list of 100 plus things that he wants to do in Washington. Now, realistically, can he get all those things done? Well, of course not. No, it's not a dictatorship. He would be one person, you know, among over 400, right? Plus the senators on the other side. I mean, he's just one person among hundreds. He can't control everything, but he can influence it. That's the key. He can be a voice. He can add to the liberty movement there, like Rand Paul. Well, Rand Paul's a senator, but on the House side, he can add to the liberty movement. You know, there is the, what's it called, the Freedom Caucus that's there. And I'm sorry, I don't know all their names, but there is already kind of a liberty movement in the House, and we can add to that. And by the way, it doesn't matter to me whether he's a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. I don't pay attention to those tribe labels. What matters to me is his belief system and his philosophy. And he believes in liberty. He believes in health freedom and food freedom. He's fully informed about the toxins and vaccines and the problems with big pharma and the drug monopolies and the unaffordability of the healthcare system, all these things. That's what matters to me. If he were a Democrat, I would still support him because it's his belief system that matters. But he's not a Democrat. He's running as a Republican, which in his district in Idaho, that's the only way you can get elected is to be a Republican. Plus, his beliefs really are more, you know, conservative, and he's got the faith-based angle, and he's definitely an economic conservative. He's concerned about debt and the government being too big and so on. He wants to shrink government by 50%, the feds. Can you imagine shrinking the federal government by 50%, like just fire one out of every two people running the federal government? It would be amazing. And then you could cancel the personal income tax, and it wouldn't be a problem because you wouldn't have to pay for all those bloated federal salaries and agencies that have become little little tyranny fiefdoms in Washington, D.C. So Michael Snyder is your guy to fight against all that stuff. So you can support him at michaelsnyderforcongress.com. And I'm going to support him, too. I haven't done that yet, but I'm going to go there. I'm going to donate to him just, you know, just out of my own personal pocket, because I really think this guy would be great for Washington, D.C. I mean, I should rephrase that. He's not a fit for Washington, D.C. He's going to drive them nuts. He's going to infuriate Washington, D.C. But what I mean is that he would be awesome to go in there and help drain the swamp and help shake things up. That's what he's good for. So the minute he walks in, you know, Congress will go nuts. It'd be like walking in carrying a baseball bat. Michael Snyder's in the House, you know, and the whole House of Representatives will go ape nuts crazy. Oh my God, we got another liberty person in here. What? How are we going to shut him down, you know? But that's what we want to do. We want to drive the establishment nuts in a way, like shake them up is what we want. I mean, we're not trying to drive them nuts for the sake of driving them nuts. We want to make things better. We want to make America more free. We want to have more economic abundance. We want to have more food freedom and health freedom, personal choice in the way we want to live our lives, get Washington off our backs so that it's not micromanaging our lives. That's what Michael Snyder can help accomplish. So, hey, you know what? You got a choice of who to support, and so do I. I'm convinced right now that Michael Snyder is the real deal. I don't think he's going to change later on. I guess there's a small risk that that could happen. Sometimes people go to Washington and they change. You know, they become part of the establishment. I guess there's always that risk. But I get the sense that Michael Snyder is not that guy. I think he's going to stay true to his belief system because it's all the way to his core about what he believes. And I wouldn't be saying this if I wasn't personally convinced that that's the case. But this guy really impresses me. He's somebody that I could hang out with and chat with and brainstorm with. He is super well informed. He's obviously highly intelligent, but his analysis is spot on. And it's just, I say that because I'm just not that impressed with people very often, almost never. So it was actually kind of a treat just to sit down and interview Michael Snyder, because just a refreshing sense of intelligence and wisdom, frankly. I think it'd be awesome if he gets to Washington, because we got to get somebody there, because I'm not running for Congress. I'm never running for Congress. I don't have the stomach to handle that stuff. No way. I'm more than happy to keep doing what I'm doing. And besides, how could I ever leave my ranch in Texas and go live in Washington, D.C.? Not a chance. Not going to happen. Health Ranger is a Texan through and through for the rest of my life. That's it. I'm not leaving Texas. I'm not going to go to Washington, D.C. You couldn't pay me $1 billion to go to Washington, D.C. and live there. I have to give up all my chickens and donkeys and everything and all my ranch. I'm not giving up my ranch. But Michael Snyder is willing to go there. You got to give him credit for that. He's willing to do it. He's willing to leave Idaho, which is a pretty cool place to live. I mean, a good place, and cold also at certain times of the year. But I mean, it's a good place to live. It's, you know, rural Idaho. It's a lot of good folks out there. It's a good state. I like Idahoans. You know, they have a head on their shoulders. They're self-reliant people. The folks in Idaho are some of the best people in America, frankly. You know, and the most determined people in America in many ways, too, in terms of defending the Republic and so on. And you know who you are, because you know what you believe if you're in Idaho and you're listening to this. But Michael Snyder is willing to leave all that and go to Washington, D.C. to try to clean that place up. Now, Michael Snyder is willing to go to Washington, D.C. and go to battle with those sicko people. So he deserves our support, is my point. If he's willing to do this, if he can stomach it, if he can go there and not vomit all over the other members of the House and Senate, then more power to him. I don't think I could, but Michael Snyder, he's a stronger man than I am if he can handle that. So let's send him to Washington. Go to michaelsnyderforcongress.com. Sorry I droned on a little bit too long here, but I just had to share those thoughts with you. Just, our world is crazy these days, folks. It's out of control. The stuff that goes on that you don't even know, the stuff that's never reported in the press, seriously, it would blow your mind if you actually knew what was happening out there. So we need more real, honest people like Michael Snyder to help try to clean up our system, if that's even possible. But the only way it's going to happen is if we start, you know, one person at a time. Okay, in any case, thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. HealthRangerReport.com is the podcast website. And again, to support Michael Snyder for Congress, go to MichaelSnyderForCongress.com. Very easy to remember. Take care.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.